Today, we're talking to a record producer, Danny Taylor. Welcome, Danny. You set up your own recording studio when you were 20. Why did you do that?
I used to play keyboard in a number of different bands. I also wrote songs and recorded a few with the idea of making an album. But studio time was getting too expensive, and I thought that if I had my own place, I could get my material done cheaply, as well as getting other professional musicians to pay me for recording their stuff. I didn't have any experience of working for a record company, but I bought some equipment and gave it a try.
You've had the studio for 10 years now. Do you make a good living from it?
It's still a small business, but I've produced records for well-known bands and I'm quite well established. The music industry has changed considerably over the years and I've obviously had to adapt to survive. I don't just record pop music anymore. I do what might sound like interesting work, recording music for cartoons and adverts, which helps me keep the studio going. It's a bit of a pain, actually, though, because I'd much rather focus on the sort of music I'm into.
You've had mixed reactions to the location of your new studio, haven't you?
Well, recording studios generally tend to be in big cities, places where there's lots going on, good transport connections, shops and so on. If that's the environment people are looking for, many musicians are, then my studio out in the country wouldn't be the ideal place for them. But many up-and-coming groups and solo artists see the sense in being free of distractions so they can concentrate on creating high-quality recordings.
Some rock musicians have a reputation for bad behaviour. Do you see any of that?
You get all these press stories about famous musicians causing trouble. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but people come to the studio to work. Recording's an intense activity, and there are times when the singer has a different opinion from the guitarist, for example, and things do get a bit heated. That's only to be expected. But it's good that musicians have strong emotions, because all that comes out in the music they produce.
Would you say your job's hard?
It can be. With famous artists, there are so many things I have to do to please them before they'll get down to work. Then there are musicians who ask me to improve their songs. Sometimes they just don't have what it takes, though. I have to be honest about that, which is particularly unpleasant. Mm. And new bands send in home recordings of tracks they'd like me to record professionally. I'm so busy I can seldom listen to them all, which is a shame because I'm sure I miss some good stuff.
Are there aspects of music production you're particularly good at?
Producers vary. Some are great at the technical stuff. Some, like me, are good at arranging music. Others can tell whether something they've written will be a commercial success or not. I think what bands appreciate, though, is the sounds I produce and the fact that my productions stand out from other stuff on the market. Personally, I get a lot of pleasure working with younger musicians. They're open to new ideas and it's satisfying to see how they develop.
Finally, what advice would you give to a young person interested in going into music production?
Many colleges run courses and give the impression that there are plenty of jobs available for people who do them, which isn't necessarily the case. As recording technology gets easier to use, more musicians are looking into producing music themselves and buying some quite sophisticated equipment to do it. The only people who should consider making a career out of it, though, are those who are really prepared to dedicate time and energy to it. But if you're ready for that, then music production is brilliant.
Okay, Danny. Thanks.